This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at WQCS.org. I'm Danielle Rappel. This is International Assistance Dog Week. Vero Beach City Council and Indian River County Commission have recognized the local group Dogs for Life for its training efforts. While many of us have pets, for some, those pets provide more than just companionship.
Hi, come on in. This is Holly.
85-year-old Patricia Scott may not hear this knock on the door, but her black and white Boston Terrier, Holly, does. Scott, a petite woman with gray hair and glasses, opens the door after being alerted by her dog. For the past 5 years, Holly's been assisting Scott to be aware of important things her owner can no longer hear.
Holly's a hearing dog, and she alerts me to sounds that I don't hear. The phone ringing, the tea kettle whistling, the smoke alarm, the timer, my cell phone. And my cell phone and my house phone have two different rings, and so she alerts me to both of them. She also, since the older I get, the less I want to bend down and pick things up. So she's learning to retrieve for me.
In fact, while speaking in her living room, decorated with several colorful paintings she did herself, the kettle did whistle.
What is it? Oh, the tea kettle. What a good girl.
Thank you, Holly. What a good girl.
Once Holly leads her owner to the whistling kettle, Scott rewards her with a treat. For the past 10 years, a Vero Beach-based group called Dogs for Life has been training dogs like Holly to assist area residents. Shelley Ferger is the president of the group.
We specialize in the hearing dogs, and then we did branch off into the mobility assistance dogs for people that need things picked up and carried and tapping the 911 phone. And then we've recently branched out into a veteran dog program where we're training dogs for tasks to help the veterans of war with some of the effects of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
One of the advantages of Dogs for Life is they train the dogs in your home, although Ferger says sometimes they have to be a little bit more creative in how they go about the process.
We have to put a sheet over the dog's head or take them into another room because they will anticipate and figure out what sound we're working, and then they're trying to respond before the actual sound occurs.
As an example, Holly didn't know Ferger was calling Scott's cell phone to show us how the dog responds.
What is it? Come on, show me. Come on. What is it? Oh, what a good girl. Good sell, Holly. Good sell. Good girl.
Despite Holly's high-spirited Boston Terrier disposition, she's been successfully certified as an assistance dog and often accompanies Scott into public places.
If I'm out, she lets me know that there's somebody behind me, and I find that comforting. People realize that I'm deaf and not stupid if I don't answer them properly because she has the sign on her that says hearing dog.
While Holly helps with the little things around the house, should Scott fall, the dog can help in that emergency as well.
Holly, get me the phone. Get the phone. Bring me the phone. Bring it here. What a good girl. Thank you, Holly. Oh, thank you.
If you want to find out more, there's a link to Dogs for Life on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Danielle Rappel.